B-Pod Studios.
WROR, 80s and more, Journey. And Don't Stop Believing, it's Bob LBF from Brian. Cloudy today and 59 degrees, and that's okay. We'll take it. So close to 60. And 43 tonight, tomorrow, 56 degrees, still kind of cloudy, but still, you will be in the 50s and loving it. Yep. Am I right or
yes,
am I right?
When you're threatened for warmer weather, you'll take the 50s.
You will. 45 right now. Let's get into the laundry with LBF.
Okay, why British people are coolest cucumbers on the planet. Before we get to that, I have a couple of birthdays and why Chris Hemsworth is not taken seriously. But first, let's discuss Paul Pierce, shall we?
Oof. Yeah.
The truth. That's what they call him?
Yep.
Well, he posted the truth and he got in trouble. Brian Bell. Yeah. Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
Brian Bell tells me everything that I need to know about the Celtics.
There it is.
Because I don't know anything.
Okay.
But what I do know is that you're not supposed to play poker with friends, with strippers, when you're an ESPN analyst who's married with three children. I don't care if your name is the truth.
Right. Well, you know what? It was the truth.
Bob Bronson.
Wow.
How do you feel about this turn of events?
He's married and he's got strippers at. I mean, it's
single, okay. Married, not.
Single, you know, it's a party.
And now
people
we know.
Need jobs, but you know.
Yeah, you really are. No. You're practically a union boss.
Hey, wow. Who am I? Who am I to stop somebody from gainful employment? However, the truth will seek you out.
Oh,
and
God.
He was sought as a married father of three.
Yeah, I just.
Not a good look.
Not a good look.
No.
Not a, like he was. And he
Does
was,
he have daughters?
I don't know. Yes.
Even worse.
Brian Bell knows.
Even worse. Okay, Brian.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. He knows that. And he's
not a good
smoking
look.
Some stuff. Anyway, so just FYI, he's out. I'm sure it's not really going to affect his life, but whatever. Chris Hemsworth. No one takes him seriously.
Why?
Because as an actor.
He's a good actor.
He is
if
a great
in,
actor.
I'll watch it.
But they don't take him seriously because he works out.
Oh,
oh,
he's too buff for his own
good.
Too buff
for, yep, and which is why I don't work out. I don't want people not to take me seriously.
No, because of that, no.
People seem to take The Rock seriously. He works out a little bit.
Yeah, he does, but not does super he, seriously.
He's not a heavy.
No, it's not like.
He's not heavy lifting
actor
here.
He's very successful, but he's not like, you know,
Oscar
Daniel
worthy.
Day-Lewis.
No,
who is.
If Daniel Day-Lewis, I'm watching it.
You're watching it because you know
he's
it's
on,
good.
I'm in.
Right?
Right? That's it. If he's on, I'm in. Who do you got?
Well,
if he's on, you're in.
Robert Redford. But what are we talking about here?
He's on. You're in. You're in. He's not in.
Anyway.
So, yeah, got
hey,
it.
Hey, speaking of old people,
that was
I have
wrong.
A couple of birthdays for you. Paul Rudd never ages 52. John Ratzenberger.
Yep.
74 Cheers. And that sweet SOB from, I don't know, you guys think he's from Star Wars.
Mm.
I think he's from Mahogany. Who? With Diana Ross.
Lando?
Billy D. Williams is 84 today.
Lando's 84.
Yeah, Lando, whatever. Did you ever see Mahogany? So good. And finally, why British people are the coolest cucumbers on the planet.
Why?
Helen Mirren encountered a black bear in California and outside of her house, and this is what she had to say to it.
Okay.
I think this guy's asking for some food.
No, can't do that. Oi, go on. Mm. Can't come on here. No. I'm going to scare him off.
Knocks on window.
Opens door.
Go on. Go on there. Go on. Naughty bear.
Naughty bear.
Naughty bear.
Naughty bear.
Huh. No, that's it. Not screaming. Get off.
Nope.
Cool. I'm going outside.
You know what? Are you sure she wasn't at Paul Pierce's party? That was. That's what
you
she
know,
was.
You know, she might have been.
She was breaking
she
up
did
the
some
party.
Great work in Caligula.
Yes.
And I feel like it could translate to maybe a poker game and some strippers.
No, I think she was breaking the party up.
Yeah, right?
Naughty boy.
Naughty.
Get out. You're going to lose your job, son.
You got to see Mahogany, Bob.
No, I don't. I'm
yeah, you
good.
Do.
I am good.
Great.
If he's on, I'm in. Okay, good. Wow, that went wrong. 6:46. Here's Matthew. So it's Robert Redford, huh? Robert Redford.
Robert Redford.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.